Bow Valley. The Canadian Rockies Public Schools is mandating masks in common areas as part of its back-to-school re-entry plan in the face of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. At a meeting on Monday, August 23, the CRPS school board decided all students in grade 4 to 12, staff and visitors to the schools must wear face masks in all common areas, though not in classrooms. Masks are recommended for grades K-3, and as per Alberta Health Services regulations, masks must also be worn on school buses. Officials say they are watching the growing caseloads of the more contagious Delta variant throughout the province, including in Banff and Canmore, noting the re-entry plan will be reviewed following the government review of current health measures on September 27. "We're taking a balanced approach and we can pivot quickly if we need to," said Chris McPhee, superintendent of CRPS. "It's also important to mention that we are keeping our schools pretty closed and locked down, so visitors can't come without an appointment. At Our Lady of the Snows Catholic Academy, masking will no longer be required in school settings, but must be worn on buses. However, school officials say they will reinstate targeted or universal mandatory masking based on recommendations of the Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Dina Hinshaw. Scott Morrison, superintendent of Christ the Redeemer Catholic Schools, said schools will continue to adhere to the guidance of the chief medical officer, which focuses on a return to regular in-class learning. "Our plans are fluid and we take our counsel from the CMO's office," he said in a letter sent to parents late last week. "Staff and students who choose to wear a mask will be supported. We expect many students and staff to make this choice and we will foster a culture of support." As on Tuesday, August 24, there were 114 active COVID cases in Banff, 29 in Canmore and 3 in the municipal district of Bighorn, which includes Stony Nakoda at Morley, Harvey Heights, Exshaw and Lac des Arcs. CRPS students head back to school on Monday, August 30, and OLS students begin with staggered entry on Wednesday, September 1. At CRPS, there will no cohorting in grades 9 to 12, but schools will endeavor to cohort where possible during instruction at the grades K-8 levels. "But when they're outside, we're allowing the mixing to start more than they did previously," McPhee said. "Only local school trips will be allowed at this time and extracurricular activities such as fine arts performances and clubs, including sports practices and teams, are back on." CRPS will begin the year with outdoor sports, including cross-country, golf, soccer and football, and planning for volleyball may begin with practices being held outdoors. "We're also going to monitor that quite rapidly over time," McPhee said. At OLS, Morrison said students in grades K-6 are primarily cohorted in homerooms as part of routine practice and students in grades 7-9 are partially cohorted for core subjects. Students in grades 10 to 12 will not be cohorted at all. "Physical distancing is not required, but will be maintained to the best extent possible. In addition, individuals in our schools are asked to respect the space of others and be attentive to those who desire distancing," he said. As for extracurricular programming at OLS, performances, field trips, sport competitions, and celebratory events will resume. However, the board has not yet lifted its decision to suspend international travel. "Our plan is fluid and will be altered as circumstances warrant," Morrison said.